USA News. I'm Tim Berg. President Biden is set to host Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky at the White House Thursday. The meeting comes as the administration is pushing for more of your tax dollars to head to Ukraine as the nation continues to fight against Russia. Nearly 13,000 auto workers are continuing their strike, demanding better pay and benefits from three factories, General Motors, Ford, and Stellantis. Democratic Congressman Ro Khanna from California joins Fox News Sunday and reacts to critics who claim President Biden is mishandling the situation.
The workers are in the right. The big three auto companies are not. Gene Sperling on the president's team is siding with the workers. I believe the question is, are you going to side with the workers to get higher wages? Or are you going to side with the big three auto companies? And the president is clearly on the side of the workers. And when they are resolved, I think he's going to continue to enjoy their support.
Congress needs to pass a total of 12 appropriation bills to avoid a partial government shutdown at the end of September. House Speaker from California, Kevin McCarthy, is trying to convince his fellow congressional members to reach an agreement before the deadline.
I've never seen somebody win a shutdown, because when you shut down, you give all your power to the administration. But how are you going to win your arguments to secure the border if the border agents don't get paid? How are you going to win the arguments to get wokeism out of the Department of Defense if even our own troops won't be being paid?
That audio courtesy of Fox News Sunday. California is suing the big five oil companies for allegedly lying about climate change. On Saturday, Governor Gavin Newsom released a statement saying big oil has been covering up the fact about climate change for decades. The five companies named in the suit are ExxonMobil, Shell, Chevron, ConocoPhillips, and BP. This is USA News.
Hey there, this is Brant, along with Sherry.
Hi.
And maybe you've heard about MediShare. Maybe you heard me talking about it. Well, Sherry helps produce these spots about MediShare. So people ask us, does this actually work? Is this really a great option for my health care? Honestly, the answer is yes.
Yes, yes,
for
it
real,
is.
For real, yes.
And you know, it's funny, too, because a lot of people are fed up with their current arrangement or they're looking to save money, but they're hesitant, right? I'm like, MediShare has been doing this for 30
right.
years. I think you can trust that,
you
right?
You can't. MediShare really is the gold standard for this health care sharing thing, too. And I've done it. You've done it. And people are really happy after they make the switch. I keep talking about the member satisfaction rate. It's real. It's like double
yeah.
that of health insurance.
I have loved it. They're professional and they care. That in and of itself is refreshing.
We could change your name to MediShare.
That's cool. Yeah, that's interesting.
Cool marketing thing.
Sure.
It's not going to happen. You can save a ton and be really happy with it. They're great to talk to. Call them now. They really are. Just call this number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
The United Nations is out with an update after a natural disaster hits a country.
The United Nations says there are more than 11,000 deaths in Libya due to that massive flood. The UN also blaming climate change for the natural disaster. Entire towns wiped out. Some people washed out to sea, others killed when buildings collapsed. I'm Laura Winters.
New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu has a message for several GOP presidential hopefuls that they may find unwelcome.
Sununu telling Fox Digital,
if you don't make the first couple debates, then you probably have to have a tough conversation and get out of the race.
Five of the GOP candidates fell short of the Republican National Committee's qualifying thresholds for the initial debate. Miami Mayor Francis Suarez, one of them, halted his campaign after not making the stage.
But I think by the time you get to the end of December, you'll have five or six different candidates going into Iowa, maybe three or four coming into New Hampshire. And if that's the case, huge opportunity for the Republican Party.
The upcoming Fox Business-hosted debate is scheduled for September 27th at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in Simi Valley, California. I'm John Schaefer.
A TikTok campaign on President Joe Biden's behalf has links to George Soros. TikTok account Gen Z for Change, which is made up of over 500 TikTok influencers, received some $300,000 from Soros's Open Foundation. I'm Tim Berg, USA News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418.